Thank you, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur, and maybe if I may, just an element of clarification as to the reasoning for sharing already at this stage our proposal on indeed an issue which may appear as being separate from what we are meant to discuss here, yet we believe is somewhat connected. It is precisely because we believe that we are at a new juncture in the Intergovernmental Working Group, and that maybe for the first time in years we feel that there is a positive dynamic and a possibility to move collectively in a direction of work that would be agreeable to all, that we believe that it's also the time to flag that some issues that have made maybe our discussion a bit more complicated than necessary over the past years, that some of these issues could be addressed in parallel, and I'm not asking necessarily for an agreement on the proposal we've made already at this stage, but it's but it is indeed if we want to have a process which would allow us to take the discussion document as a basis for future discussion, I think it is also important that we make sure that the Intergovernmental Working Group would be fed with the necessary expertise to help us in that direction of work. And that's in that spirit that we flagged this proposal, knowing obviously that, you know, for a change of mandate of a UN special procedure, I mean, that would be a matter for the Human Rights Council to decide. That would be, as I said, a matter that we would also have to discuss in more details with the main sponsor of this resolution. But we thought it was also important to flag this idea at this stage. Now, in terms of, I'm happy that, you know, with the way forward as a possible possibility of a break, I'm also happy to share, as we have a proposal now, a recommendation or a set of recommendations that could also be reflected upon by delegations in the room as we are having this break. But again, I don't want to accelerate the process, and I'm in your hands. I can read these recommendations now, or we leave that for a later stage if you so wish.
South Africa, after you.
The possible draft recommendation we would suggest as a basis for discussion is the following. The Intergovernmental Working Group recommends to the Human Rights Council to consider the establishment of a new intergovernmental working group for a period of 2 years, mandated to, and then there would be three points. First, discuss and develop an international elements of an international regulatory framework on the regulation, monitoring, and oversight of the activities of private military and security companies, taking the discussion document, which could be annexed to the report, as a starting point. So that would be the first point. The second point would be invite relevant experts such as UN special procedures, and that's where, you know, the reasoning of my proposal, as explained before, is useful. So UN special procedures, the ICRC, as co-chair of the Montreux Document Forum, the International Code of Conduct Association, DCAF, ISO, to contribute to the discussion with a view of ensuring synergy and complementarity of different processes. I think I would like to highlight that we see indeed that processes outside the Human Rights Council are to be seen as complementary to what we are engaged in achieving in the Human Rights Council in this intergovernmental working group. And the third point, to invite relevant stakeholders, including civil society and representatives of the industry, to share their views and expectations regarding the development of such an international regulatory framework. So these are the first draft for the consideration, for your consideration, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur, as well as a consideration of delegations in the room. We're happy to share that with the Secretariat, and it can be circulated if you so wish, so that colleagues have access to this proposal. Thank you.